Have you ever wondered how your life would be different if you could redream your past and what effect doing so would have on the present and the future? Have a do-over, so to speak. Greetings and welcome to the introduction of my Redreaming Program series, created to assist people in understanding the process of conscious redreaming, dreaming, and co-creating their lives. The redreaming process takes us into the past, whether it is the current lifetime, ancestral lifetimes, or for those with more advanced skills, can be utilized for planetary trauma, transmutation, and restoration. The redreaming process resets the energies by inviting the divine genius of transformational divine love to be all the players, so to speak, in all that transpired, thus removing the trauma and replacing it with divine love, peace, harmony, or a place of neutrality. We do this by calling in and connecting first with our I Am Presence, true divine nature. I am my I Am Presence, expressing to me, through me, and as me. Then you can call upon the ascended Jesus the Christ to overlight your process, as this is one of his dispensations to life. Next, you will be guided to call and connect with your super consciousness and the I Am Presence of all whom you choose to connect with as part of the redreaming dreaming process. What this creates is a reset of the past, where there was trauma or discord or another type of imbalance, by your super consciousness removing what no longer serves you and replacing it with transformational divine love. This process can be used in every aspect of your past and what transpired, redreaming, or what it is you are choosing to experience, new co-creation, to ensure that divine love is fully engaged in the manifested reality. The process of redreaming is utilized to bring transformational divine love into each moment of the past, to remove all that is less than divine love, and to replace each experience with compassion, harmony, peace, kindness, forgiveness, and all qualities of the great solar rays of creation. Thus taking that experience or experiences and requalifying them into divine love and light, allowing the rippling effect of the requalification to be placed in each moment that the trauma or disconnect has occurred. It is very much like a pebble in the pond energies, first replacing the energies within you and then allowing the natural forces of the universe to emanate them out. In so doing, it can completely change the outer reality that you or whomever else was affected then experiences in the physical reality. It can also, and absolutely does, change the energy around the experience in each moment into the perfection of divine love, so that the future from that moment can be built and experienced in a completely different way, providing whomever it is doing the redreaming process with an outcome that is in alignment with his or her divine plan on the highest levels. Ultimately, the process of this allows us to step out of the experiences that have occurred on Mother Earth through our choice of separation and duality of the good and the evil, and these polar experiences that have gone from being beautiful and wonderful to being absolutely horrific. Then lifting everyone up into our true state of unity and the positive polarity that is divine light and love. The light love polarity is the energy that is aligned with the tree of life, as opposed to the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which is the illusion of separation and duality. So by redreaming, we allow our consciousness to come in and to redream with and for us every experience that we have had. Transformational divine love is all intelligent and aligns its activities with divine intention and divine perfection. And when specified, the divine plan or immaculate concept of a being or thing. That in turn ripples out into our reality, first within us, the cellular memory, and then into our external reality through the emanation of the upgraded frequencies that our body or situation are now radiating, thus requalifying every bit of energy from that time forward. This then creates a completely different experience in the outer world based in and from divine love, unity, peace, and harmony. So this is the process of redreaming. It has been used on the higher levels, dimensions of creation for millions of Earth years to bring in and reset templates and misqualified energies so that we can restore heaven on Earth, paradise, once again. Over recent time, all of these things have been brought into the causal plane so that they can now be brought into the tangible Earth plane, the causal body, through the process of redreaming and conscious co-creation, resetting of energies with the highest outcome through divine love in alignment with the divine plan and cosmic law. In addition, this process, it's constantly being used on the higher dimensional planetary, galactic, and universal planes of creation. Now, the gift of using these techniques here through the human form for the benefit of humanity and all of life is being given through people such as myself, who are part of the Light Love Polarity teams using these tools on higher dimensions through our soul service to God's creation. We are blessed with being allowed to share these techniques on Gaia, Mother Earth's physical level, so that the divine plan that has been set into place on the causal plane, containing the pieces each one of you are intended to be contributing, can more easily be manifested into tangible reality. Yet first, going back, redreaming your past to allow any and all traumas to be removed, and bringing you into unity once again will allow you to express and be of service from an enhanced place of divine balance, peace, and harmony. The program itself consists of a series of guided redreaming sessions from personal to planetary. I am also offering, as part of the program, private consultations one-on-one to facilitate personal redreaming sessions. The last thing that I will share now with this particular audio is for you to be aware that you can focus on particular specific areas of your life when you are doing the redreaming process on your own. Things to consider can include self-love, health, relationships, your abundance and prosperity, your life force and stamina, your trust and divine connection with your God self, your creativity, your logical strength, your restoration of unity, mind, body, and spirit. These are examples of some of the options that you can consider correcting through the redreaming process. Certainly, any type of trauma you have experienced physically, mentally, emotionally, this life or past, can be redreamed. Remember, you can do this for yourself, your extended family, Gaia, Mother Earth, and all of life when you are called to do so on a soul level, providing you have permission of all those concerned. So thank you for listening to this introduction audio on the conscious redreaming dreaming process. I look forward to working with you directly through the meditations of conscious dreaming and redreaming. For more information, please see my website, thenaturewhisperer.com, under programs, where you will find the options for the redreaming program itself. Blessings and thank you, with the reverence for all of life. I am Amare Kumara, the Nature Whisperer.